In concluding these sealed proceedings, we wish to express our gratitude, Arkhan, for your complete cooperation. Whatever your sentence, know that your knowledge will aid this and every university in our relentless war against the Legion of Orin. Have you any questions before you are returned to your cell?
None, Your Honored Justice. I wish only to atone for my wrongs, however Sun Jai deem suitable.
Chagrandil Oferim, we will now deliberate. According to custom, your sentence will be revealed by first light tomorrow. Watunai?
Yes, Sun Hua.
Return Arkhan, daughter of Loren Arlak and Alex Arlak, to her cell.
This way, Sen Jen. So, have you yet found your place among Ainora?
I have made my peace, yes.
Truly? I would think that even in death, a legionnaire's punishment would not cease.
Yes, perhaps you will return to life as one of the undying you so revere, legionnaire scum.
Then, I will enjoy eating your brains. Whatever small set is
We have no ears for your lies today, legion filth! Get him! To your feet!
Tuana, do undying consume the brain matter of the living? I was told that they consume the tagli. This way they create a living yet hollow husk where her once was...
Chakirin! She knows nothing of this. She is merely having some sport with us. You do know nothing of this, correct?
I have made my peace. I can advise only that you make yours as well.
Go. Kena! Do not look so smug, legionnaire. Your sentence is definite and it is not favorable. Sunjai cannot allow you to live. How does that make you feel?
Hungry.
Let us depart.
She is lying, you addle-minded...
Yet still, there is little sport in taunting one who is utterly without hope. And besides which, it is ill fortune.
Oh?
She may deserve her fate, but all the same, I would not wish her doom upon either of us. Let us go.
Doom? I know him. Tell me I am not doomed.
Everyone, welcome to Zana's. Can I interest you in our new pig crackles? Free when you order.
Is Zana present?
She is in her office, sir. I could see if she is available.
That is unnecessary. She is most likely expecting me.
But...
It is Nai Nai. I used to work here.
But...
Yes, what can I... Oh, welcome, Jared. Come in.
Chagrandi. Charebulana, Mike. Kaith. Fesmer.
Jared.
It is good to see that you are relatively safe.
Am I?
In truth, no.
What do you mean?
You have heard about Arkhan?
Yes.
She told Sun Jai about you and your magic.
I know. I advised her to do so.
What?
I first spoke with Arkhan and I encouraged her to speak the truth about me.
Why would you... Wait, you discovered how to slip through university shielding?
Yes, but only for a short while. Arkhan intended to accept blame for my deeds. I could not allow that.
So you have not heard the verdict?
There is a verdict already?
I felt it best that you heard it from me rather than rumor.
What is it?
She is sentenced to death.
What?
What?
No, I know him.
You said she was supposed to get a light sentence.
What do you think happened, Jareth?
I do not know what I think, Sana. I just do not know. She cooperated with Sun Jai. Her punishment was to be mere exile. This should not have happened.
You're damn right this shouldn't have happened. This is all your fault.
How is this my fault? How?
How?
Mike,
how?
Don't!
You! How is this not your fault, you heartless bastard?
Mike, Ja Dormina.
No, I will not Dorminify. You killed Arkhan!
I did no such thing!
Fine, you handed her over to your corrupt fascist school and they killed her.
You may insult me all you like, but leave university apart from this. Whatever else Arkhan has been to many of us, she is still-
Get out!
What?
Get out! You have 30 seconds to get out of here, or I swear to God and Anorim and Buddha and Orin and whatever else that I will not be responsible for my action.
I will not
be... Jared, perhaps you should leave. Come with me.
Yeah, get out of here, you.
Enough, Mike.
I cannot tolerate that man any longer.
Chadormina, Jared. Senjan, now is not the time.
I... Baxenwofai, Shishwa. I should not have acted like this in your shop.
Do not fret. We have little custom at this hour.
I am utterly lost in this. What should I do, Zana?
Return to university, Jared. Attempt to learn more about the situation before retaliating. We shall not abandon Arkan to this fate.
Yes, Shishwa. I will return when I have learned more. Only one.
Anorim, preserve us.
But I am an official of University Yucharend and Fuonen Zapenya. See?
Yes, Valo, but I regret you are not official enough.
Only Sonjai and Medea are allowed access here, Valo.
That is absurd.
Yet we must hold to our ways above all else, correct, Valo?
What?
You were a task mage in my OD theory class 2 silver nights past.
Mine as well. You granted me a failing mark.
Near to failing for me.
I did not grant you those marks. It was your indolence and lack of work ethic that earned you... Are you going to let me in or not?
Likely not. Valo.
Apologies.
Then I shall return when I'm...
Jareth!
Bui-bui, Kasha.
I was told that you were down here, scheming an escape for your legionnaire, Dokilena.
Certainly not. I was simply,
I jest. Though why are you here, Jareth? Oh, your face, what happened?
Walk with me, Kasha. I will return.
We shall remain here.
So?
I have been informed that Arkan will be consigned to death.
Well... That is a relief.
What?
She is a Legion spy, is she not? An enemy to all of Laundi?
That is so, but her sentence is unjust. Her involvement with Legion affairs was minimal, and she cooperated fully with Sonjai. Exile is customary in cases such as hers.
Jareth, I need hardly tell you that the Legion threatens our way of life. If we wish to endure, then Legionnaires must not.
The penalty of death should be leveled only in extreme cases, when no other alternative...
She is a confessed legionnaire. Is that not extreme enough for you?
No, it is not. She poses no threat to us. Perhaps in the past, when we were unaware of her status, but not now.
Forgive me for saying, Jareth, but I believe your judgment to be clouded in this matter.
You are perhaps correct, Kasha. Chauna Oliwan... I will take my leave of you.
Truly? Is that all you have to say to me?
What more can I say, Kasha?
I refuse to believe what I am hearing from you. Jareth, tell me that you believe the things you speak. Tell me our laws are just, Senjan. Tell me about your reverence for university's way.
Kasha.
Chauna, Holy One, follow.
What am I doing?
Ah, Jareth, how fortunate. I was told you were down here.
Another.
Here.
Your turn.
Bring a log to me.
Are you sure it's a good idea to give them an axe?
Physical labor can be sabo binontagli, and also I require more firewood.
Binontagli?
Purifying the heart and the mind.
Oh, cathartic? Yeah, let them take their aggression out on the firewood.
And not my shop.
Oh, Boxen will fire about that dishware, Zana. If we can reimburse you in any way.
They are doing it this very moment.
I don't think I've ever seen Mike get like that. It was... kind of scary.
The bearers of ill news are often greeted with ill will.
Yeah, but still, I hadn't expected that. I probably should have, but then again, I hadn't expected Jareth's news either.
Do you blame yourself, Kaith?
For Mike punching Jareth in the face? No, Thurka. I would have liked to take a swing at him, too.
You know my meaning, Kaith.
No, I don't think I blame myself. I just don't know what to think. If you'd asked me a couple months ago about Arkana, I would have said that she was rotten to the core, that she had used us, used me, and used Shauna. But if I blame myself for anything, I guess it would be letting Shauna fall behind. It was so easy to place all the blame on Arkon. I had even convinced myself that Arkon might have left Shauna to die. But I think Shauna was just putting others before herself, like usual, even if it meant putting herself in danger. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that sounds right. I'm not ready to forgive Arkon just yet, but if she honestly wants to pay her dues, I guess she deserves the chance.
It is good to have you here again, Kaith.
It is good to be back, Shishwa.
Log?
Here.
Zana?
Yes?
Could I ask you something? And could you not tell any of the others that I asked?
Of course, Kaith.
What happened to Fesmer?
What do you mean?
He left for a year, right? After he recovered from his wounds?
Correct.
Do you know what he did during that time?
Only what he has told me, which is very little. Your arrival today interrupted his tale. Why do you ask?
He just seems different. When Jareth told us about Arkon, Mike flipped out, but Fesmer, did you see his face?
No, I had preoccupied myself with preventing other items from breaking. Why?
If Mike was like... forgive my cliche, but if Mike was like fire, Fesmer was like ice. Yeah, Mike attacked Jareth, but Fesmer seriously looked like he wanted to kill someone. Not Jareth, I think, but he was so detached. And for a moment, he seemed almost... I mean, it got me thinking, what do we really know about Fesmer? I mean, we spent a fair amount of time together for a few months, and he seemed harmless enough. But I still have so many questions, and every time I think I figure something out about him...
You do not trust him?
How can I, Zana? I mean, Arkon betrayed us, Jareth betrayed us. What secret is Fesmer keeping from us? I don't want to be paranoid, but whenever I let my guard down...
Zana!
Yes, Belon?
Someone is here to see you.
Direct him to my office and ask that he remain until I arrive.
Certainly.
He?
We all must keep secrets, Kaith, even from our most trusted friends. I have found it best over the long years to trust primarily in oneself, Paradofai. I suspected you would appear before long.
Only one, Zana. I trust I am not disturbing anything?
I cannot say that you have come at a good time.
We must speak.
Indeed. Are you hungry? I could provide you with a slice of pig pie.
No, Chagrendi. Business has treated you favorably of late. The shop has changed greatly in the past months.
As he said, though circumstances change, nature is constant. Would you care for a drink?
Senjin. Chagrendi. Ah, your taste and spirits is, as always, impeccable.
Dagonane, what do you want?
You have heard of Arkan's sentence. I assumed... Buxin Wolf Izana, but she has been sentenced to death.
I know. I desire to hear you say it.
Zana.
Why is this happening, Targo? How could you let this happen, and to my children?
Zana, this was beyond my control.
I have grown weary of that excuse, Dagonane. It is beneath Jareth, and it is beneath you.
The best I could accomplish was to keep Meek and Kaith from prying eyes, and to hope also that none would look too closely at your obvious involvement in this. Yours or Jareth's.
I can care for myself.
And yet, observe the unusual individuals with whom you have surrounded yourself. I have tried to protect you out of respect for our past, but what can I do when one of your own confesses to being a legionnaire?
What do we do now?
the judgment of Sunjai is not yet announced. I may be able to contest it.
And if you are unsuccessful?
Then I am afraid there is nothing I can do. Sunjai are the absolute and final voice of the law.
Ugh.
Zana Senjian, use discretion. You could lose much. You have built an enviable life.
As have you. How are Cielinone and little Ney?
Well, Ney will be ready to attend university soon.
Extend to them my warm regards, Senjian.
I shall. Chagrin thee for the drink, Zana. If you care to speak more later, do not give pause before contacting me.
Fortuitous trials, Targonane.
And to you. Guide Jareth wisely, Zana. He is not unlike a son to me, and I am concerned that he may act rashly. There are certain battles that cannot be won.
You would do well to remember that no battle can be won if it is never fought.
And you should remember that victory in battle is not the same as victory in war. Only one, Zana.
War? What are you scheming, my old friend?
So what'd you find out at university?
Only that Arkhan is well guarded, and that those close to me are beginning to suspect my strange behavior.
Strange? I'd say you're wussing out and bowing down to the man, exactly like you always do. Tell me you at least talked to her.
No, I was denied entrance to the cells.
Damn it, Jareth!
Mike.
You're really just going to stand by and let this happen?
I do not know. I agree that Arkhan does not deserve this, that it is an injustice, and yet...
Yet nothing.
Yet it is my life, Mike. I have never desired anything more than to be a Malde of university, like my grandfather, like Targonane. I cannot expect you to understand this.
Dude, I get it. Believe me. But still...
As regretful as this situation has become, Arkhan's decisions have led us to this point, not mine.
You let your friend die so you can have your life of stick-in-the-mud happiness?
It isn't that simple, Mike.
It kind of is.
Our ways, however difficult, whatever sacrifices they demand, have preserved us for a great many years. So long as we cleave to them, they will not fail us.
Yeah, well, things change, man. We'll do this without you. Just promise you won't get in our way.
That I can do. Though I fear you will not succeed, and worse, that you may share Arkhan's fate.
It's still better than doing nothing. All right, everyone. We're gonna need weapons.
No, Mike. Impulsive actions can only bear you misfortune. You will have better fortune with a more clandestine plan.
I agree with Mike, Shishua. We may need to use force.
Down, guys. Zana's right. We can't go in guns a-blazing. We'll just wind up in as much trouble as Arkhan. We need a good plan.
Jareth, is there no law that will aid her in this?
No, and I fear any objections I raise would be seen as the fruit of Legion corruption.
Then the only options you face are illegal.
Yes, Zana.
Then we shouldn't even be discussing this around the two of you. We don't want trouble we'll cause coming back to haunt you.
It is far too late in the day for that. And besides which, Arkhan is dear to me. I am too old for combat, but by no means will I stand idly by while you young people tangle this up.
If we were to liberate Arkhan from university's clutches, when would we do so?
Tonight. I'm not taking any chances.
Tonight is likely best. Those students who left during New Life will begin returning tomorrow. The campus will be too busy within the walls then, and too well watched.
So what are we going to do?
We can sneak in, all ninja-like, take out the guards with stealth and stuff. In and out like the wind.
It may be impossible to free Arkhan without the fight, but I am ready.
It would be best to do this without adding assault to your crimes. I counsel a more thoughtful path.
I agree. Jareth, can you at least tell us what we're up against?
Assuming you could even gain entrance to university without raising alarm.
There are ways.
Shishua?
Academically speaking, there may be an old unguarded servant's entrance near university stables.
Nice.
How about getting her out?
That will be more difficult. From the stables, it is a direct line to the entrance for the cells, but you would have to disable the cell keepers who are in clear view of patrolling Watoon.
Psh! I'll wreck 'em. And with Vesmer and Kaith right behind me, I'm sure we could blitz in and out before anyone noticed. What do you think, Vesmer?
Yes, ninja-like.
Boxing will fly, Mike and Vesmer. Your strategy is unnecessarily dangerous. If you are captured, who will find Shayna?
Zana's right. Anything at all, Jareth, that could help us?
Well, I could tell you the pattern of Ne Watoon patrol. and when the cellkeepers changed. If timed with extreme care, you may not need to use force.
But this plan is a good one.
Agreed. Fesmer?
I shall abstain then. Mike?
Fine. But only because we're going to have a better chance of rescuing Archon. But I still think we should be prepared in case stuff takes an unexpected turn for the worse. As stuff tends to around here.
So what should we do, Jareth?
The three of you should wait until both moons have risen and then gather inside the stables. Do not allow yourselves to be seen.
And until then?
Prepare yourselves. You should not linger in Landi after rescuing Archon. Return here to retrieve your belongings and continue west to find Shayna as quickly as possible. You will be pursued.
Thank you, Jareth. I know how much you're risking by even telling us this.
Do not thank me, Kaith. I have done nothing.
This information might save our lives.
A true friend would do more. Now, once you are in the stables, you will notice that Nawatun march in formations of 5 or 4. Enter.
Only one, Jareth.
Kasha.
May I enter?
Well, yes, this is your office as well.
I know, yet... Jareth, I want to apologize for the way in which I acted earlier. The things I said to you.
Unnecessary, Kasha. You spoke truly.
Yet I spoke without respect, and for that I was in error. It is understandable to question one's loyalties in the face of such trying events. She was your friend.
She is my friend.
Yes, of course. Apologies again.
Do not fret, Kasha.
Nainai, what are you doing here at this late hour?
Well, sorting through papers, I suppose.
Watun procedure manual?
You will think me odd,
I already do.
While passing through university's grounds, I observed that the patrol route of Nawatun was different than his usual custom.
That is a perceptive observation of an extremely uninteresting thing.
Grandy. So I am attempting to learn if their route differs while university is on break, or, Oh.
They bolster their numbers and alter their route completely during times of high security.
Yes, of course they do.
Less likelihood of an escape attempt, I suppose. You truly do honor your knowledge of military affairs. Your grandfather was Nesraenth, in addition to his university duties, correct?
Correct. Simthenahai. He was a great man. He was respected for his conviction in trying times. He was a man of ideals. A difficult man, but one you would be glad to follow.
Then you are much like he was.
No, I am not.
What?
I am not like him. Not yet. Will you excuse me? There are some urgent matters to which I must attend.
Jareth, Senjin.
What is it?
Remain here with me. You have not been yourself of late, and the expression on your face...
I appreciate your concern, Kasha. Yet I
have a terrible feeling, Jareth. Senjin. Remain with me tonight.
Speak the truth to me, Kasha.
Always.
Do you truly believe that Archon deserves death?
University's laws are absolute in this matter.
No, Kasha. In your heart, do you believe this to be right?
I do not understand, Jareth. Senjin, this is awful conversation.
It is necessary. Do you believe that Archon should die?
Yes. I do. You don't mean I'm Buxen Wolfhide.
As am I, Kasha. Goodbye.
Jareth!
Mike, silence.
Sorry.
Damn it, Mike.
Do you two desire capture?
It's his fault.
Of course it is.
It totally is. That was awesome, by the way.
I hope this is not what you intended by ninja-like.
Nah, ninjas are all like, wacha! Only silent.
Then perhaps you were the worst ninjas ever. There's a side entrance. You two stay watch. Remember the signal?
If the coast is clear, you make a noise like a sharno.
Sharna.
Which sounds like...
Woo-hoo.
I will attempt to force the door with my magic. I will signal when I succeed. And stay silent.
Bum, 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 ba, da, 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 bum, bum,
it's not funny.
At least we got a good night for this.
It is a beautiful night. So many stars.
But not one of them familiar. All right, let's go. Through here.
Wasn't it the other way?
No. Wait. Yes.
Which classes did you elect to take this term?
Advanced OD Theory, Fundamentals of Active Items, Properties of Teoden.
Oh, Properties of Teoden? I've heard that the instructor is Zhao, not precisely a celebration.
I know, yet you must agree that it will not be any worse than taking rudimentary OD Theory with...
Only one?
Jared! I mean Yenshua!
Only one to you as well. What can we...
Jasmeet, Aldo, I am in a great hurry and have no time for tact. I intend to do something tonight that is contrary to everything I have ever said in or out of class. If you desire to witness firsthand what comes of chaos and rash action, this is your opportunity. You need only grant me access to the laboratory that you are employed to watch.
Apologies, Yenshua. You wish for us to do what?
Assist me in gathering certain compounds, be hasty, and speak nothing of this ever again.
Well, laboratory protocol insists that we log each and every...
I will alter your end-of-term marks from near to failing to exemplary, effective immediately.
Nine-nine, then. What do you require?
Ah, there it is.
It certainly smells like a stable.
Shh, there may be a stable hand. I will look.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, coast is clear. This is a big stable.
They're so much like our horses.
Back here.
So what now?
There are the cell keepers and the door. We wait for the opportune moment, as Jareth advised.
Do we really have to rely on him?
Jareth knows this place. There's no way he'll be wrong.
We'll see. When?
Shh. Are you here?
A hell?
In the back, Jareth.
There you are.
What are you doing here?
I was mistaken in my initial estimation. This is our new plan. You will wake and saddle 6 horses as quietly as you can. The tack is over there against the wall.
Wait, we're stealing horses?
I left money and an anonymous note in the office of the bursar. That white mare, Alma, is mine. Use caution, she bites. You will find my tack beside her. Those ones over there are easier for inexperienced riders like Mike and Fesmer.
I am not inexperienced. I just do not like horses.
But why 6?
We will need 6 to carry our possessions, and as a precaution.
Hold on. Our possessions?
Yes.
Who said you're coming with us?
Jareth, you cannot abandon the life you've created here. You have achieved what you desired. You became an instructor.
I am aware. Yet you will fail otherwise, and I see I cannot deter you from this course, so I am forced to take a more direct hand in this.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
No, not at all. But I must.
This is against the law. Your law.
Yes. But it is the right course all the same. You have experience with horses, yes?
7 years of equestrian training.
Assist Fesmer and Mike in finding suitable mounts. We may be riding them for some time.
I'll do my best.
I will return with Archon as quickly as possible. Stay silent and be cautious. Remain unseen. If I do not return in a half an hour, leave without me. Leave and do not look back. Understood?
Yes.
I understand. Be cautious, Jareth. And Chakrendi.
Not yet, Mara. Wait until we are away from this.
Ooh, look at Jedi Master Jareth, all badass with his hood.
Mike, the man is sacrificing everything to help us.
Really? I'm half convinced he's heading over there to tell those guards about us.
Silence. Just watch.
You! Halt! Show your face!
Apologies, Valo. I seem to be confused. I seek the Office of Admissions.
Oh, admissions. First, turn around.
Do you observe that tower in the distance?
Begin! I apologize for this. The paralysis should subside in a short while. You may want to imbibe a great deal of water if you wish to avoid soreness later.
All right, fine. I'm seriously impressed.
Find her, Jareth.
Arkan. Arkan!
Jareth?
Arkan! There you are.
I had wondered if you would find opportunity to visit. Or have they sent you to interrogate me? I have told them everything.
Your trial has concluded. Deliberations are over.
And my sentence?
Death.
That is likely best.
What?
It is best this way.
No, Arkan, it is not.
I have caused trouble for all of you. It has always been so, as long as I have known you. You could not know what kind of monster was in your midst, but I have only ever wished you ill. Ino Buxino Fi for everything, Jareth.
You may have caused us ill, Arkan, but I do not believe that you ever wished it. I am here to free you.
What?
Stand against the far wall, Senjin.
Jareth, no.
Do as I say. A patrol will be upon us at any moment.
Jareth, no. I cannot allow this. I have inflicted so much evil already. Senjin, do not let me die knowing that I ruined your life as well.
Arkan.
You disguised yourself to gain entrance, correct? Turn back. Conceal whatever traces you have left. Appeal to Targanane. You can still salvage your life here.
I cannot.
Senjin, Jareth, do not do this. Targanane loves you as a son. He will protect you from blame.
And he has been a greater father to me than my own. Do not think this does not pain me.
Then do not do this.
I must. Arkan, this decision is mine to make and I have made it. Leol Nakzan. However, I do owe you my most profound apologies.
What? Why?
I should not have doubted for even a moment that this was the right course of action. I swear to you, Arkan, I will not fail you again.
Jareth.
Of course, you could aid me in this by not betraying us anymore.
No promising.
Now, positive charge here, negative here.
What is that?
As I said, you will want to stand against the far wall.
What? Wait, Jareth, is that...
Begin!
Where is he? This is taking forever.
Stop getting flustered. It hasn't been that long. Vesemir, you're fastening the saddle wrong.
I prefer it this way.
If you don't want to get thrown from your horse, you will fix it by tightening it.
How's this?
Good job, Mike. That horse seems to like you.
I shall name him Bucephalus.
Bucephalus?
Alexander the Great's horse.
You do know that Bucephalus was a stallion? That's a mare.
Oh. Then... Epona?
The Celtic goddess of horses? That's a good name.
What? Yeah, her too. What'd you name your horse?
I don't know. I want to get to know her first.
Hey, Phasmer. Have you named your...
What the hell was that?
Calm down, girl. Calm down.
Jareth, what did you do?
I'm gonna take a look. Someone's coming. Two someones.
Is it Jareth?
I think so.
Run!
All right, guys, mount up. Like I showed you, remember?
Run!
Arkan, are you okay?
What?
Are you Rana?
What?
Come, Arkan. This horse is yours.
I cannot hear anything.
It will pass.
What?
Great plan, Jareth. Much more subtle than Mike's.
There is no time for bickering. Kaith, guide the pack horse. We ride! Baragodama!
Baragodama!
Hiya! Giddy up!
Mike, say better go the ma!
Better go the ma!
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 16, The Trial, Part 2, was written by John Tanzer with Brandon Crose and edited by Missy Serby. It was directed by Sequoia Wilde. The voice actors in order of audience are Daniel Dolanov as Taran, Julia Lunetta as Arkan, Brad Smith as Jareth, Christina Milatovic as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Camilla Dolanova as Kasha, Paul Harrington as Targanone, Matt Kimmel as Aldo, Shauna Francis as Jasmeet, additional voices by Christian Haig, Michael McAfee, and Ari Herbstman. The audio production team includes Andrew Schwartz, Rob Sumner, Renan Anastasio, and members of the Second Shift cast. Music by Tevin Weinsel. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis, with assistance from Brad Smith and Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007, Blue Sky Red Design. The voice actors in order of audience are Daniel Dolanov as Taran, Julia Lunetta. I'm going to start that over. Christina Milatovic as Christina Milatovic as maybe if I breathe it will help. Matt Kimmel as Aldo. Andrew Schwartz. One more time. The audio production team includes Andrew. Damn that name. The creator and...
Can you just do that last Blue Sky Red cut rate?
Yeah.